Why do you come to trouble us, or why do you come before the time? The time. In other words, even the demons and Satan was not expecting Jesus to really show up the way He showed up. He could guess that, hey, something is going to happen. The one who is going to bruise my head is about to come forth. And he tries to get rid of him through Herod. But somehow, the demons were not really expecting that God is going to come back and take back that leasehold. Satan stole the leasehold and the right from Adam. It was given to Adam and all his descendants. But Adam, when he yielded to Satan, Satan took over the world. And in Luke chapter 4, verse 6, the Greek word says, Satan said to Jesus, he showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world, and he said, these things have been handed over. The Greek word says, handed over to me. The Revised Berkeley translation and many other translations also put it as, handed over to me. Who handed it over to him? Not God. God, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, gave to Adam the dominion on this earth. But when Adam gave it or yielded to Satan, you say, how did he legally transact it? No, he was deceived into doing it. Just like a lot of people can be conned, put it this way, Adam was conned. Eve also was conned into it. So a lot of people lose money not because they actually wanted to transact. They were conned into doing it. So was Adam. Satan was, through the serpent, a conned. He's not conned. He's a conned serpent, right? So he came and conned Eve. Stole the right. The law of the Bible in the book of Romans, chapter 6, is that to whom you yield to, that will become your master. So when you yield to sin, sin becomes your master. When you yield to righteousness, righteousness becomes your master. When you yield to God, God becomes your Lord. So based on that law, when he was conned into listening to the devil took over control of the earth and it was handed over to him. And you say, why didn't God interfere? God could interfere, but he would be breaking his own law. And how do you become God and then break your own law? You must understand, man did put God in a difficult position. He has to be God and then he wants to interfere. But God always got a backup plan. And so God was going to interfere legally. Because if God came as God and land on this earth, chang, Satan, give up! It's all illegal. So God came in the form of man. And Satan cannot make noise. Because he is the God-man to fight with him. 1 John 3 verse 8 says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And that is why when Jesus showed up on the scene in the Gospels, the devils were surprised. Why do you come before the time? They knew that the leasehold was not over yet. So Satan knows his time is short. Satan knows when the leasehold is about to end. Now Satan cannot have any other, don't have any choice. And some people say, why didn't God give Satan a chance? There is a slight difference. Satan fell without temptation. Secondly, Satan fell after a perfect, complete revelation of God. Thirdly, Satan fell in his state of glory and closeness with God. Adam was new to the scene. He fell under temptation. So he had a chance. Now notice, God is fair. God is very fair. Hebrews chapter 6 did say that when a human being have tasted of the gifts of God, have the good word of God, as they grow, have a revelation of God, in other words, and they're born again. That's Hebrews 6. I'm not adding to the Bible, it's right in Hebrews 6. And when they have all these things, and their spiritual level is there, it's high, and they choose to turn from Jesus, Hebrews 6 says there's no more salvation. So don't you think God is fair? It's a principle. That's to help you in case you got a puzzle. Why God doesn't give Satan a chance? He also doesn't give any man a chance if man is in the same situation. He's a fair God. But when Adam fell, he didn't have all the full things there. And there was temptation. And so here, there is a leasehold on this earth, and God knows about the leasehold. Satan seems to know about it. The time is short. And here we are at the end of the leasehold of the earth. There's a time that it's going to end. And the last period is predicted in the book of Daniel. Now let's look at the book of Daniel here for a moment. The book of Revelation must always be studied together with the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel. The main key that we're going to take from is in verse 26 and 27. After 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. And the people or the prince who is to come shall destroy the city, and the sanctuary, the end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. So notice in verse 25, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. 7 plus 62, 69 weeks. At the end of 69 weeks, from the time that the temple, the command of the temple to be rebuilt, Jesus the Messiah will manifest. Then after he manifests, he says, after 69 weeks he will be cut off. The cut-off point is when he was crucified. And suddenly, in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 27, although in normal English it is connected, but I want you to know that I'm not the only one, but all basic Bible scholars agree that in verse 27, the word he is a small he, which is not referring to Jesus, but referring to the Antichrist. He shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. Now that he is a different he. And you see, like my translation is the New King James, translated by a whole group of Bible scholars coming together. And they have an idea that every verse that is clearly talking about the Lord and Jesus, they will capitalize it. Look in your New King James, verse 25, Messiah the Prince is both capitalized. And then suddenly in verse 26, and the people of the Prince who is to come. Why is it that the other prince in verse 26 is in small p? Because the scholars know that the basic, is it? Some people think sometimes when I teach that it's just drawn out from some extreme thing. Remember, my background is a Baptist. And I look into the Hebrew, look into the Greek, right? But sometimes the Hebrew and Greek say the same thing. I mean, the Hebrew word for old is old, right? So, but A lot of these things are the basic things that scholars who are not even spirit filled agree to. Right? I had to give some credibility there because we illustrate differently doesn't mean that the basic doctrine is not the same. So here the New King James translation understands the fact and emphasize the fact that the second prince in verse 26 is the different prince now. Now based on that, remember this. This is the biggest key to unlock the book of Revelation. there is a different view among Christians about when the rapture takes place. Some puts it as after the tribulation, some before, and some in the middle. But as we study it and look at it here, we realize that the church age will end, and then the last week of Daniel is what period? It is called the Jewish period. Remember, the 69 weeks are called the Jewish period. They are not under the church age. What are the church age? The church age is called the times of the Gentiles. I didn't come up with that term. Paul did in the book of Romans. Let's look over the book of Romans. The church age is called the times of the Gentiles. All these are little terminologies that we need to have in order to rightly divide the Word of God. Chapter 11, verse 25. For I do not desire, brethren. Now Paul is struggling because he realized that the Jewish age has come to an end during the church age. And you notice in the book of Acts, the church started primarily as a Jewish church. But at the end of the book of Acts, chapter 28, you find that it was primarily a Gentile church. And all Paul's missionary journey, the main report he gives you is that the door to the Gentiles was open. And Paul himself says he is sent as a light to the Gentiles. Because the church age is called the times of the Gentiles. And before the church age started, it is called the times of Israel, the Israelite period. That is why in the book of Matthew chapter 10 and Luke chapter 9, when Jesus sent his disciples two by two, he said, do not go to the Gentiles, but go to the Israelites. It is not because he don't love the Gentiles. God works systematically. He wants to do first things first, which is why even Romans chapter 1 declare that the gospel is salvation first to the Jews, then to the Greeks, which is us, the Gentiles. So there's a first and there's a second in the order of God's working. And here we have the Gentile period called the church age. Before that was the Israelite period. And when there was a shift to the Gentile period, Jesus did it. In Matthew 28 and Mark 16, he now says, go to all the nations. So, don't get worried when you see Matthew 10 and Luke 9 saying, don't go to the Gentiles. It is for a period. You see, Jesus was still in the Jewish period. But when that Jewish period ends and he knows that it's now going to the Gentile period, he says, go to all nations. Go and teach every creature. Go and make disciples of all nations. And go and preach and teach. Go to preach to every creature. In Mark 16. So the Gentile period will have to end in order to enter the Jewish period. And here is the big thing. The last week of Daniel is the Jewish period. Which is why if you put the rapture at the end of the Gentile period, it's a more logical place than to be somewhere in the Jewish period. Right? So when you see a systematic order of things, you would naturally put, which I'm going to put, the rapture before the week, last week. The last week in Daniel is 7 years. The last 7 years. Remember, there are 70 weeks of years. Are you all here with me? 70 weeks of years, right? So he had finished 69 weeks. The Messiah was cut off. He was crucified. And between the 69 weeks and the last week, he put the church age, which was quite a long period, nearly 2,000 years. And now the church age has to end, and then the last week comes. And the last week is where chapter 6, right on to the final part of chapter 19. Remember this, bear this in mind, put this in your mind. Chapter 6 to chapter 19 covers that 7-year period. And here is where we're going to launch into a lot of analysis and thing. I'm going to speed up. Come on, right? Speed up. Right? I must not slow down.